What a fantastic way to end the season.
It was. It was a really good game. Obviously, had a lot of young players playing, and in a sort of 22-minute rout, I think we ended up scoring, obviously, 5 goals and some good goals at that too. So, nice send-off for everybody, and leaves a sort of nice feeling in the stomach over the summer. Going into what will be a lot of preparation for next season.
What would you say was the most encouraging thing about that performance?
I think for me it was the passing patterns on the day. We played a diamond formation, and obviously we had a lot of young lads that could be exposed if we didn't keep the ball, but we did keep the ball, and we passed through the lines, and we had a lot of opportunities against obviously a side that have done fantastic this year and overachieved or punched above their weight.
Now, when you came into the job and there was the large unbeaten run, it seemed to bring the feel-good factor back to Oakwell. And do you think that this result will just help carry that into the summer now?
Well, I hope so. I think people know that there'll be changes to personnel. But at the same time, we want to promote our young, quality, talented players. So I think just to get this win after a sort of run of Not awful results, but do you know what I mean, when you've sort of gone 9 without a win after such a good start and flirted with the playoffs, and naturally people start to question, well what are we going to do then? So to get, like I say, that good performance under our belt and send us off happy and hopefully rejuvenated for the new season.
So how would you sum up these first 2 and a bit months in the job, Lee?
I've enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed it. Obviously, I'm finding my feet. I'm having to learn a lot every day about individuals, not only football staff, but the staff I've inherited at the club. And it's like any new job or new school or wherever you're at. It's difficult at first, but it's exciting. So I am really excited about the future. I believe that we've got our eye on some talented players, and I believe it'll be possible to bring them in as well. And like I say, if we can add them to our crop of good youngsters that we've got, and get the balance right, then we'll certainly be competing, hopefully, in the top 6 a little bit longer than we was this year.
Of course, after the final game, everybody waits to sort of see when these retained list comes out. When do you think you'll be letting everybody know publicly what you plan to do with the players who are out of contract?
Ideally by sort of Thursday. I mean, we've got a board meeting Tuesday. I've still got a couple of guys to talk to regarding their future on Wednesday. But come Thursday, we'll be I would have thought releasing a retained list, and everybody will know where the thoughts are.
Now, we know what League One is going to look like for the most part next year. We've got a couple of playoff games, obviously, in League One and League Two to decide the final 2 spots. Blackpool, Millwall and Wigan are coming down. Bury, Burton and Shrewsbury coming up. What are your early thoughts then on the challenge facing Barnsley next year?
I think it'll be tough. Someone will always come out of the woodwork. You see how well Chesterfield have done this year. You'll have, obviously, Wigan coming down with a huge budget and still having parachute payments and the Premiership. So it will be tough, but it'll be exciting. And I do think it's been a bit more of a level playing field this year, League One. And you do get years like that. And I think next year is very similar. So any one of sort of 14, 15 teams will feel that they can really sort of overachieve and get into that sort of top 6. Not only the ones that are there with the money, but the sort of smaller clubs that know that if they can get a decent sort of 12, 13 players and be lucky with injuries, they'll be in with a shout. And classic example of that this year is definitely Chesterfield.
Does the presence of Wigan make it especially difficult? Because I remember Wolves last year, it just seemed like whenever they came up against anybody who was playing well, they could just go and buy them. I mean, they were just cherry-picking sort of the best players from League One because they could afford to do it.
Yeah, and that does happen. I think it's sort of almost like the Rangers and Celtic type scenario, isn't it? The big clubs can go and hand-pick the best players for a division, but while strengthening themselves, they weaken others. And Bristol City have done that this year. They've done it very well, and they've sort of flexed their muscles, but used it to maximum effect, if you like. And we're not quite in that category, but we are certainly up there as far as sort of a big club and with big crowds, and hopefully that we can, like I say, outperform where we are, and if we can, then that means we'll be up into that sort of top 6 echelons.
Who do you fancy in the playoffs, Lee? I'm going to put you on the spot.
I actually fancy Sheffield United, if I'm honest. I think they've got a talented group of players. I think they're big game players as well. It's proved this year with the cup run that they've had, and done very well over the past couple of years on cup runs, that they can handle that sort of high pressure situation. And I mean, it is a bit of a lottery. Preston are a good, strong side, but you look at their mentality now and you think, do they feel like they sort of lost it, if you like? Chesterfield have got nothing to lose, and Swindon probably play the best football. So it'll be an interesting playoffs, and I'll be one watching probably from abroad on TV, and trying to basically get ourselves to that sort of position.
I was going to say, as a manager, you must look forward to a bit of a break as well. As much as you want to get on with things, you've got to get away while you can, haven't you?
Yeah, you have. And there's no doubt it's a tough job being a sort of a head coach or manager, and it's a brilliant job. But there's so much going on all the time. There's still stuff going on, and actually now, really, the hard work starts. I'm going away for 2 or 3 days next week, but that's it, really. Then I'm back on it. So it's just a little sort of refresher, if you like, and hopefully get a little bit of sun on my back and come back sort of rejuvenated and really willing to dig into that sort of recruitment drive.
Well, Lee, I know the Barnsley fans are excited about the summer and, of course, next season. And thanks a lot for joining us tonight on the back of that terrific win yesterday.
Thank you. Cheers.
That is Lee Johnson there, the Barnsley head coach on BBC Radio Sheffield.